We've all had that experience where we've heard of somebody who's bought a product that we think is inferior to ours. They don't have as much knowledge as we do. They don't have as much skill. They're not in the right location. The price is not right. We all have these feelings about customers that should have bought our product and didn't. So, what is it that makes people buy?
Welcome to Small Business Talk for Coaches with Cathy Smith. This podcast is the ultimate resource for coaches looking to transform their coaching passion into a thriving business. Cathy Smith began a journey as a marketing professional in 2001 and has helped thousands of businesses to grow. Cathy specializes in helping coaches and is dedicated to showing you how to get your first clients and then many more. If you are ready to take your coaching practice to the next level, then you are in the right place. Whether you are just starting your coaching journey or you're an experienced coach not seeing the results you desire, then this podcast is for you.
Welcome to Small Business Talk for Coaches, episode 238. Today we're going to talk about what makes people buy. Why are they buying one thing over another? We've all had that experience where we've heard of somebody who's bought a product that we think is inferior to ours. They don't have as much knowledge as we do. They don't have as much skill. They're not in the right location. The price is not right. We all have these feelings about customers that should have bought our product and didn't. So what is it that makes people buy? Well, the first thing you've got to think about, and if you're a regular listener to this podcast, you know I harp on about it all the time, is who are you talking to? And are you being specific? Did they buy from somebody else because they had just the thing? They had the purple widget for the pink hole, the exact thing that the person was looking for. I just saw a perfect example of that the other day. I had just had a conversation with my adult children about the dishes. Yep, they were arguing about whose dishes were what. I was visiting their place. And then I looked up benchtop dishwashers. And in the blurb on the very first page, it said, "Are you sick of arguing with your flatmate over who's left the dishes where, over who hasn't done the dishes?" Bingo, they hit the nail on the head. They were talking exactly to the conversation I'd literally had 10 minutes earlier. So if you can be that precise with your clients and really get in their head and help them with their pain points, then it's a no-brainer to buy from you. So the first thing you've got to think about is who are you talking to? And then you've got to think about where are they in the buyer's journey? So in that instance, I was ready to buy because they had been driving me nuts. They had been driving each other nuts about these dishwashers and about the dishes just sitting there and piling up. So having a dishwasher meant that they would be able to put it in as they went, not having to do a whole pile at once. So pain point, absolutely. Ready to buy? Absolutely. So thinking about your clients and your prospects, where are they in the buyer's journey? Are they just doing the research? Are they ready to buy? Have they spoken to a few other people that weren't quite right for them? Wasn't quite the right timing? So we're saying now in 2024 that you need approximately 20 touch points before you'll buy. So you need to go through that awareness stage. You need to then know the person and know, like, and trust, and then you'll make the decision to buy. So those 20 touch points can be over a couple of days, months, years, or they can literally be over minutes, depending on how strong the pain is, how long it's been. If you were thinking about buying a fridge and you're thinking about buying a fridge and it's sometime soon, it's all good, the fridge is still working, but it's not as good as it could be. That's going to be a much larger decision and a longer time frame than if you're thinking about buying a fridge right now, because your fridge is blowing up and you're going to Bali tomorrow and you've got house sitters coming. You need to get that fridge right there and then. And it can be the same with coaching. If you're a divorce coach, for instance, and you're really getting to that point where you can't cope anymore, then that might be a very quick decision. Or if you're just thinking about maybe going to leave your partner and get a divorce, that might be a longer decision. So it just depends where that person is in their decision. Then it also depends on who they've been talking to. Have they been influenced by somebody? Has somebody said, oh, you've really got to go and see Kathy. She's an amazing coach. This is what she did for me. You've got the exact pain point. You're going to do it right now. Or is it just something you're starting to think about? So you hear somebody say, oh yeah, got this, done that. It was great. Oh, okay. Now it's on your radar. So it depends on who they've been talking to, which is why reviews and social proof and social media is so important, so that people can do their research. They can look you up. They can start getting those touch points. They can say, that's my person, or that's not my person. And sometimes it's also a case of nurturing, because they weren't right quite now. But if you keep coming up top of mind, if two or three different people talk about you, if you're getting those touch points, then suddenly somebody that you've been hearing around the traps on the radar, suddenly they become the one. And that's how you can become. So you need to make sure that you are getting those touch points and making sure that you are doing the follow-up, because most people aren't ready to buy in the first instance. Only 1 to 2% are ready to buy right now. And then it dribbles down from there. So if 98% are not ready to buy right now, then how are you helping to stay on their radar? And especially if you're selling something that's larger ticket and maybe needs a longer buying cycle. So thinking about who it is you're talking to, where they are in their cycle, in that buyer's journey, and then who they've been talking to. And we touched on it briefly that emotion sells. Emotion absolutely sells. So it will triumph over logic all the time. How many times have you been on Facebook and you've watched some sort of video and you've suddenly found yourself buying? You didn't go on Facebook to buy that. You weren't planning on buying that. Quite often it may not have even been on your radar, and suddenly now you're buying it, because that's an emotional decision. They've done a really good job. They've touched your emotions. Your logic hasn't come into it. That's why sometimes we get buyer's remorse, because we buy on emotion and then later on our logic kicks in and we go, oh, maybe not. And that's sometimes why it's not a good idea to have people have long objections. Let them go and think about it for ages. It's either right for them or it's not. Miserable maybe is not a good place to be. So sometimes it's better to get a definite yes or no rather than letting them stretch it out. Because the longer they stretch it out, that little thing that was niggling at them now becomes a huge big thing, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and they'll talk themselves out of it. And that's sometimes where follow-up can come in, because then you can send them, oh, did you know that this is worth it because of this? Or this is a common objection I get, and this is how we solve for it, those sorts of things. So having those follow-ups, those objection starters, those this is how we solve for it can really help sometimes. And sometimes that can be all they need. They just need to get over that hump of why there was something just not quite right. They weren't quite ready. They weren't quite sure. And sometimes the objection can be their own. They're worried about, can they do their work? They're worried about how much money they've spent previously that didn't work, how many courses they've bought, how many coaches they've engaged that didn't quite hit the mark. The marketing sounded great, but when you got in there, it didn't work. Now, that's nothing to do with you, but it does play on their mind. So is it a case of reassuring them that there's accountability if that's something your program offers? Or is it a case of saying, I'm going to be there to keep you accountable, whatever those things are? And if you keep coming up with the same objections, then maybe that's something you need to be thinking about. Is it something you're not explaining properly, or is it something maybe that your program's lacking? So we're thinking of who we're talking to, what the section they are in their cycle, whether they are ready to buy or not, whether they have been talking to people and have got those recommendations or that social proof. And then the emotion, because that really does make us sometimes shorten those 20 touch points to very quickly. So how people buy can be quite different. And sometimes people need a lot of information. Other people just want the big picture. So knowing what kind of people you're talking to can help as well. If something's very technical, you quite often get people that want a lot more detail. If it's something a bit more emotive, a bit more of a soft skill, maybe they don't want so much detail. So making sure that we go back to the people that we're talking to, that the ideal ones, and we know what they want. And how do we know what they want? We ask them. So it's not that hard to get people to buy, especially when you know your customer intimately and you know what their pain points are and you know the way they like to buy. So I hope this has been helpful. If you've got some topics that you would love me to talk on, please do drop me a line, DM me or email me. And remember, SBT audience, enjoy your journey. Hey, did you enjoy this podcast? Why don't you go and check out the Coach's Marketing Roadmap, your step-by-step guide to accelerate your journey to a thriving coaching business. thecoachesmarketingroadmap.com.au. And don't forget to subscribe to Small Business Talk for Coaches podcast. Go to smallbusinesstalk.com.au for all the show notes from this episode. Remember, coaches, to be great, you must start. Pick one tip from today's episode, take action, and implement it. Coaches, you've got this. Let's meet again next week at the same time and place. Remember, just start. One step at a time, take consistent action, and enjoy your journey.